notice to tell people about the benefits of this here thing. No beefing, no drama, just business. Anybody got problems with anybody else here, we bring it to the group. We ain't got to take it to the streets. All right, let's do it.
This is Unconcealed. This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Smith and Matt, Mike Real and Diamond Day.
Mike Real, but you can call me Mr.
This is Unconcealed.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Mr. Naz.
Out of the New Jersey and New York area, the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Diamond D.
This is Unconcealed.
If you're the common denominator of relationships and work and all that, then maybe they ain't the problem. Maybe you are the problem.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is Unconcealed.
We all have certain challenges that we face during adolescence, young adulthood, and by now, damn it, if you haven't gotten together, it's your own fault.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
Look, come on now.
Right.
You know, you go through stuff you're going through, you know, and man, people don't understand. Oh, people do understand. You keep putting yourself in the same situation. Like a home.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Smith and Matt, Mike Real and Diamond Day.
I'm here. I'm here finally. I'm finally here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have you. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to do something before we start the show. Diamond D, I want you to take a listen. And then, once again, I apologize for the late start, guys. We had some technical difficulties. But Diamond D, you brought a certain perspective about certain things in life.
It's live and uncensored.
And no doubt.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. You know, it's Live and Unplugged. I'm your girl, Diamond D. So we are going to definitely work out these technical difficulties and get right with you. Hope everybody had a great week. We've got some news that we need to share with everyone, some heartfelt, unfortunate news, but I will let Mr. Naz, Wayne Naz, share that with everyone. But tell your friends to tune us in. They can dial in. They can catch us on Blog Talk Radio as well as on ShadowWorlds.com. I'm just trying to pull up a few things here.
Yeah, I'm trying to get off the different line. I know you're in now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what was happening, but we're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just taking a breath here.
Take a breath.
All right. I'm going to play this. And something that's happened on this show that's never happened before. So let me play this first. Check this out.
I ask you to bless everybody.
Bless everybody. Bless everybody.
We ain't going to have nothing but the realness. You know how I get down.
You don't force me to do anything. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing it, I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing it out of the strength of our friendship. I'm doing it out of love. I know this is hard, B. I'm feeling real.
Oh, wait a minute. Too much is GM.
I'm keeping real with you. It don't take 6 hours to get a haircut. Sometimes we just do that bullshit. But that's how it is.
It was some
you had the chicken?
I did have the chicken.
Hold up. You ain't got the goddamn
chicken. Mike, you ate the chicken.
You fired.
I just got here.
You
fired.
You just got
that
chicken.
Showed it. And I was basically saying a lot of disclaimers. And every time I said it, it was like, and here comes another disclaimer. Because, you know, like, I'll start the convo. I'll say something like, yo, real talk, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason they didn't like when I said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? This is how we talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I am who I am in my corporate life, but this is who I am when I'm just chilling, talking to my man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Mr. Nance, you all right? You there? You're not all right, but are you there? You're breaking up.
Those all us. We are moving in the right direction. It was hard for me, ladies and gentlemen, and Diamond's been like supportive. I know she knows she's, but you know the bond was there. I mean, I can say that honestly, our list as folks I'm doing it. And we lost a great man. We've been doing this for a long time, me and Mike Rill. He's a good friend, good brother. He's an honest man, hard loving husband and father, grandfather. So we wanted to say we salute him. Diamond, first of all, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your love. We're going to have some other people calling in tonight. One, look at the show, Louisiana, Texas, they've already sent their condolences. They'll be calling in from the different shows. So they will be calling in. Now, it was too soon to get Mike's wife on. She had it just too soon for her right now. So we're going to respect her, respect what she's doing, you know. Diamond, I know you just met him, and those listeners just listening to the Uncle Steel Talk Show.
So, you know,
help me out here.
All right. So, you know, just having met Mike, and you know, keeping it 100, never even met in person, but I felt like that was my big brother. Immediately. You know, the vibe was just there. He was genuine. I'm genuine. And he was genuine, and he welcomed me. And you mentioned his wife, and every time we spoke, he spoke of the love he had for his wife and his family. And I admired him for that. And I admire you for continuing with the show, because I can tell you that brotherhood that the two of you shared is rare. To be able to be business partners and brothers. I'm not saying friends, I'm saying brothers, because that's what you were. And to be able to carry on and do this show within the next, two weeks, you only skipped a beat, 1 week. My hat is off to you, my heart is open to you. I feel like I haven't done enough. Sometimes I can be overbearing. So I'm just kind of in the background, like, hey, I'm thinking of y'all, I'm praying for y'all.
No. Can you hear me loud and clear? You got me?
Yes.
All right.
Got you.
I got the other line on. It was hard. But, Diamond, you know, I believe God don't make mistakes. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to lie to you. It was hard. But Diamond said something to me that week. We had some technical difficulties, and we couldn't get in. You got
an echo?
I hear an echo.
Yeah, it's an echo.
Let me fix that one. Second. My apologies. Got me now?
That's better.
All right, got you. No, but, ladies and gentlemen, Diamond, all right, we had to come in. For whatever reason, we've never had technical difficulties on the show. Ever. Really, never had it. She passed away that Saturday. Diamond said something to me that was very profound. She says, you know what, sometimes God says, you know, I need him to spend time with his wife before I bring him home.
Mm-hmm. 100.
It's just ironic that difficulty.
And that's...
I could not log in.
At all.
You were ready
to punch holes in walls. You were pissed.
Now, Diamond, I'm gonna bug you out on this one. I'm hitting there's a host key. on our switchboard. It says host, you know, when you see the microphone in the headphones. I kept hitting live. It kept cutting to the headphones itself. That's real talk. That was just happening tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, talk on some stuff like that, but I'm just saying sometimes, you know, people need to understand what we may not see. There's another world out here, so I need y'all to understand. So, without further ado, you know, I hear my head the show. Tonight's topic, be real for you. Reason why we chose the topic, Mike's had a thing about keeping 100, and Diamond said it. You know, in life, we have to learn to be honest with ourselves. Mm-hmm. How can I be honest with you? How can I expect realness and honesty from you if I'm not honest with myself? Now, that goes across the goddamn board. You know, a lot of people in relationships or friendships or business is too busy being fraudulent. Let me tell you something. And I mean, please elaborate on top of this. People in just all kind of fast relationships, they think, okay, I'm going to pull up this fake facade, or, all right, let's just stick it to the entertainment industry. You got these fraudulent, these janky promoters, you know, putting a lot on it. They're putting a lot on it. They're doing, you know, putting a lot on it. But when it comes to taking care of this business, they're not being real with you, so the money's not right. So they say, oh, can I pay you in the night? Listen, let me tell you something. In doing business, if they can't respect what you got up front, you don't need even to be fucking with them.
Correct.
Excuse my language. I promise to be more real than I ever have in life. But, you know, I'm pretty sure, Dom, can you please elaborate for some of the listeners, you know, based on your experiences and just, you know, because I know you go through it.
Oh, yeah, I go through it. So if we're going to talk about it from a business perspective, there was a time, you talk about be real. You know, you got to be real with yourself, right? And there was a time when I would do a lot of stuff for free. And I did a lot of things for free long beyond the point that I needed to, because I doubted myself. Like, I just need to be grateful that they've given me an opportunity, or I just need to be grateful. And then I got to the point, and I was like, you know what, I'm damn good. I ain't be real with me. And then when I began to believe in myself and be real with myself, like, you good at this, you got this. Stop letting people take advantage of you. But here's the thing. They were not necessarily doing anything that I wasn't allowing them to do, right, because I wasn't being real. Knowing I didn't really want to do it for free, but I wasn't asking or stating my worth. So, therefore, they couldn't be – I wasn't being real with myself. I was playing myself, basically. And then, in turn, guess what happened? I was getting played. Not to anyone's fault, because, again, I wasn't speaking up. I wasn't saying what was on my mind. Same thing – don't you know me. Here I go about to take it to the relationship shit. But the same thing in
a
relationship.
Let's go.
If I walk around and I pretend like I'm happy and I don't express to even a friend, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, an intimate relationship, even in a platonic relationship, girlfriends even, if I don't express to you things that you're doing that hurt me or bother me or discomfort me, I'm not being real with you, so you're going to keep doing it. And in the end, guess who's being hurt? Me. You got to speak up. Everything doesn't have to be rah-rah. It doesn't have to be about cussing the person out. But if I wear a red dress every time, Mr. Naz, you and I have an event, I wear a red dress and I think I look fabulous, and you like, I like for my hostess to wear black all the time. If you don't tell me, I don't know. And I'm walking around here in my bright red, for instance, right? But you ain't keeping it 100 with me, Diamond. Look, this is how we do. This is more professional. This is how we roll. I don't know. It's about communication. You have got to speak up, because in the end, you end up playing yourself. You end up playing yourself. And then what happens? When we get fed up, now we're mad at the other person. You're mad at the client who called you back again. Well, you did it free for me last time. You can't get mad at them for shorting you last time. Yo, look, I ain't make enough money at the door. I'm going to pay you next time, or I'm going to pay you at the end of the night. You can't get, if you accept it one time, you cannot get mad at the person for trying it again. We have to set our boundaries up front. We have to keep it real at all times.
Now, let me ask you this, Sal. You got a lot of you know, like in the business that we do, because, you know, we're professional in the industry. You got people that undercut your price and your worth. You know, once upon a time, I used to be like, nah, it's about, you know, let me get more noticed and let me get out here more. And I realized it. Now, I'm going to say this. This whatever, the shoe that fits. You got a bunch of DJs that's out here, nickel and diamond DJing. They're, you know, they all over the place. They're advertising. Yeah, I'm at this spot. I'm at this spot. Let's keep it real. They're DJing for $100 for the whole night.
And that's what I was going to say. I make that in my sleep. I'm not.
You got people out here. That, I mean, I'm known. All right, you're known doing what?
And then what?
And we have because a set of precedent.
I'm trying to stack my retirement plan, and Diamond D does not stack my retirement plan, right? So I'm a whole grandmother. So you come at me, if you shortchanging me or I'm allowing you to shortchange me, you're taking away from my quality time. I'd rather spend time with my granddaughter than be out there shortchanging myself. Because guess what happens when you're out there? You nickel and diamond. I'm DJ Diamond. I'm here. I'm there. I'm there. I'm everywhere. I'm only charging $100. I'm doing 5 hours. See, I've been in payroll for a long time. So I break everything down to what are you compensating me per hour, even though I'm not paid necessarily per hour. And at the end of the day, we all are. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you call yourself exempt, salary, whatever, executive, C-level. At the end of the day, you pay per hour. How many hours did you spend doing this job, being a DJ or a corporate executive? How many hours did you spend completing your job today? And then you divide by the amount you made by the number of hours you work. And a lot of people are out here working for less than minimum wage, especially these damn DJs. I could go to McDonald's. New Jersey state minimum wage is $15 an hour. I could go to McDonald's, hit the fries, and make more money than these DJs do
in a
bar at the end of the night. And then while I'm at McDonald's, I'm probably going to eat for free. I like food. If you've seen me, you know I like food. And then while I'm at the bar working, guess what I'm doing? Spending that goddamn money on drinks and food. I'm not making money. I'm not. It's silly to me. I get it that we want notoriety, but for most of us in our age range, if you ain't been noticed by now, if you haven't been noticed by now, I'm not saying don't do it for the passion. Sometimes, okay, do it for the passion, do it for the love. But we old. Y'all come fuck around and have a whole heart attack behind the damn ones and twos for $100. Yeah. Because you're not resting. You ripping and running.
That's it.
Because you want this notoriety. Seriously, we have got
to. You're out there, wilding. I mean, you're out there. I mean, I see these DJs. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're showing love. And I mean, listen, man, you want to get on? Nah, man, I'm good. I don't need food. I'm good.
Right.
You know, here, let me buy you a drink. You know, I go with
exactly.
And I leave.
Exactly. You look thirsty.
That's it. I mean,
thirsty,
you know.
Pun intended. Let me buy you, Mr. Seven Nights a Week DJ at these bars. And I don't want, I'm not knocking.
You know how it is. I'm not hating on them like you. I'm not hating on them. If you're getting that, that's how you get it, get it. By all means, get it. But to understand your work, if you put in 5 days a week, do the math. Get paid.
Right.
Because now you're not just a DJ. You are an entertainer. Get paid appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself signed up with an entertainment union. Please understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And understand, it can be just more than our community. If a business is willing to pay you less, if I can get less than that, then you know what? Tell them thank you, but no thank you. They may get a cheaper DJ, whatever. But I guarantee they'll respect the hell out of you going forward. Everybody, no, I can't mess with him. I can't do that. He charges. So at least you know from the door, and that business knows from the door how to approach you. And that applies to business in general.
That's business in general. And you know what normally happens when they get the cheaper DJ? They get a lesser quality, right? You get lesser quality.
Mm.
If I'm a DJ and I'm not compensated well, I can't enhance my service. I can't give you the look. I don't have the white cover. I don't even know what y'all call it. What do you call a shield? The presentation when you cover
facade,
up every step.
It's called facade.
Thank you. See, I don't know. I'm asking. I don't have the facade. I'm going out there because I haven't made enough money to enhance my my service. So now I'm still coming out there with the freaking cardboard. What would you call those? The card table. I'm folding that, and all my wires hanging everywhere.
Did you just say the cardboard?
Tell me you did not see that somewhere. No, I saw it at a wedding. I went to a wedding. It's funny. I was just talking to a caterer friend of mine, and I've sent so many people to him. Shout out to Chef Roscoe, if that's okay.
That was what we do.
And he's dope, and his services are spectacular. His food, you can get your fried chicken if you want. You can get your fried chickens and your collard greens, but that's not what he specializes in. He's going to give you something different. Something creative, something different, and he charges. He charges accordingly. He charges for his service. I've sent people to him the same wedding. I sent a woman to him to check him out, and she loved him. Then when she got the prices, she was like, D, I can't use him. No harm, no foul. Don't waste his time. Sorry you can't use him. I'm still going to come to your wedding. I came to the wedding. The DJ's up there on one of those fold, unfold tables, whatever the hell you call them. Wires hanging everywhere. No facade.
No,
you know, it was really bad. And then the food, which I didn't refer a DJ. I figured she had that covered. The caterer I referred her to, she didn't want to use Chef Roscoe. She used Auntie and them. And then Auntie and them had no food there. You know, they came with the regular wire trays. It was a whole mess. And this was in 2000, within the past 2 years. It was an abomination. Like, we just have got to...
Did you say abomination?
It was.
You said abomination.
You heard that since Saturday.
Damn.
Like, Saturday cartoon.
Damn, abomination. Wow.
It was.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever hear someone use the word abomination in your event or establishment or business, you really need to look at yourself. That's a strong-ass word.
That is a strong word. And it was. It was the abomination wedding. It was terrible. And I've been to some bad weddings. But the point is I'm thankful that Roscoe did not sell himself short. You know what I'm saying? Because then he would have been associated with that. And associated with some bull crap. Because you undersold yourself. You didn't keep it 100. You ain't keep it funky. Now look at you. You standing here knowing because you done sold yourself short. You in the middle of this mess. So next time I see you, I'm like, oh, yeah. That's that DJ that was at that real fucked up wedding. Nah, I don't want to mess with him. You know what I'm saying? Like you become associated with this crap. You become associated with the bar where they do shootouts. Keep on playing it because you need $100 for tonight.
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Now you touched on the nerve right there. You know? Oh, I'm sorry. I hit the wrong button. I heard "Let It Go." No, but listen, that was strong. You said something about you become associated with it.
You do.
And that applies to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know. I'm You know, how can being associated be real? Associate yourself with a relationship.
You really you keep trying to code it. You messing with me tonight.
You know
what? Relationship. I'm trying to be on my best behavior.
You know what I'm saying? Because somebody's like, "Am I with this idiot or this person?"
No, for real, that was me. You know, I was with the idiot. Everybody knows I was with the idiot. No harm, no foul. Shit happens, right? So I got a friend of mine that says we all have been with a deadhead. You know, I love that term. And somebody said to me while I was with my deadhead, they were like, you know, a lot of people don't mess with you, D, not because of you, but they don't like him. And I was like, well, all right, you know, that's cool, but that's my man. I got to stick by him. You know, I get it, but they don't want to rock with me. That's cool. You know, nobody disrespects me or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, honestly, you know, fuck you. She don't know what she's talking about. You know, this is what I'm saying in my head. I didn't say it to her, but it's stuck. It's stuck in the back of my head, you know, like, damn, for real? And then the minute I was no longer associated with that person, I took a break, shut it down, and I came back. And I mean, doors just started opening up, opportunities from everywhere. And I think back, and she was right. She was telling me the truth. Because some people who always spoke to me but would never hire me for anything, wouldn't refer me for anything, they do it now, continuously. And I'm like, you know what, she was speaking truth. And although I didn't like the truth, I received it, tucked it away, you know, and it is. You have to be careful about who you associate yourself with in relationships and business, all of that, all of it. Because they don't want to deal with me if they know they got to deal with a knucklehead, too, right? Well, that's your man.
Yeah.
I can rock with you, but you got that knucklehead that's going to be in your ear, might get in the business. So you have to be careful about your associations, for real.
All right, let me ask you this. All right. Now, do you think that you have people getting in relationships that I love her? Is it more the infatuation, or did they take time to look at the stuff before they got into it? Did you look at the fact that, you know what, how can this person, reflect
enhance
a better me?
Enhance.
Right. So that's a bad, thank you, best word.
Okay.
Did you think about that when you got in that?
Absolutely. You know, I call it a mighty, mighty low period, right? You know, I got something for everything. So we all been in a mighty, mighty low. So you look at sometimes when you don't value yourself, or you going through what I call a low period, you don't want to burden somebody else. So you don't want to burden the person that you should be with, the type of person you should be with. You think about, you know, well, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. They're not going to want to deal with this. And then you meet somebody else that's going through some similar things, be it financially, emotionally, whatever it is. And then you find yourself settling, knowing sometimes, you know what, well, they're going through that. I can help them. And since they're in that low point, they're going to accept me. Am I making sense? You understand what I'm saying? We devalue ourselves to be accepted, to be loved, and we then find somebody that's down there. You know, well, they down there, they gotta love me because I'm up here. They have to appreciate me because I'm doing a little better than them. You understand what I'm saying? So, from a male perspective, y'all do it. Y'all have the Superman syndrome, and y'all go and y'all get the chick that needs you, the needy woman. You know, if I take care of her, she's not going to run around and cheat on me. If I take care of her, she needs me. She's going to make sure my house is clean and I come home. And it's a thing. It's a thing. And men and women, we do it. We date down for security purposes. We feel sometimes it will be more secure. That person will love us more because we are able to do more for them. So we look at it, but we look at it from the wrong perspective. I know that's what I did. I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to do this financially.
I did the same thing.
You know?
I have to chime in on that one about the men. We do it. We have done it. I have done it. I have. I am going to say it. So I looked. It was more about feeling a loneliness. A long time ago, I had need to feel loved, wanted by different women. So, and that's where the complex of womanizing kicks in for a lot of men.
Right.
Because they have these issues. They have to feel secure because they have insecurities with themselves. So what they do to mask that is try to find as much women as possible, but not dealing the reality of certain challenges that they have within themselves. Now, I'm talking about all our men that's out there that's womanized. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That shit is wrong. I'm wrong in a lot of facets because it goes around and comes around. I have and, you know, sometimes I believe in karma. I believe I've also dealt with my own karma, and I accept that. But I also understand that, you know, you got to treat women with respect.
And what we do, you have to treat women with respect. We have to command respect, though. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things that I accepted that I wouldn't normally. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I don't want to go through another breakup, so I'm going to deal with this, and this is going to work itself out, and things like that. So, you know, a person in general can only do, man or woman, can only do to us what we allow them to, and that stays with our topic. If I ain't keeping it real and telling you, yo, the way you talk to me, that's not going to fly. I don't like that. My daddy didn't talk to me that way. You know, you're not going to do that. If I make them think that it's okay because I'm afraid to lose them, they're going to keep doing it. That's what normally happens. You know the old saying, a person can only do what you allow them to do.
That's right.
If you don't set your boundaries, what the hell? What the hell? They don't know that, oh, she went for that. I'm going to do this shit again. You know? We have to keep it real. And then when you keep it real in the relationship and they don't like it, bye. Let them go. I've already told you how I felt. You haven't acted on it. You haven't changed. So that means you don't care about how I feel. And, you know, we need to part ways because staying together ain't no future in funking. Ain't no future in fronting. Who said that? Tupac? Wasn't that Tupac? Ain't no future in fronting. It's no future in front. It really isn't. So just let it go. But that's easier said than done. We could sit here and talk about it all night. We could probably do it now because of life experiences, right? But somebody that's listening might think, that's bullshit. I need him to help me with these bills, or I need her to help take care of these kids. But if they're not meeting your needs mentally and psychologically, and you're being damaged that way because you're not opening your mouth. You know, you like the way she take care of the kids, but you don't like that she don't help with homework. She don't know that. Mm. If you ain't saying something, we have got to communicate. It's nothing worse than not being able to communicate and speak up. And I'm sorry. I'm going to say one more thing because, you know,
We need that.
A lot of it for black kids, for black families, start with our parents. It starts from kids because you don't talk back to me. Just do what I say. Don't open your mouth. Mm. And sometimes that's embedded. That carries into adulthood because you weren't allowed to express yourself. Now, granted, don't talk back to me disrespectfully. However, if I'm wrong, you wait till I finish yelling because I got to get it out. I'm the mama. But then talk
right.
to me. But a lot of us have been shut, and it's just in our culture. Do as I say, and that's it. Don't talk back. You ain't got no feelings. This my house, my rules, what I say goes. Meanwhile, you're wrong, Mom. You're wrong, Dad. Now this person grows up into a passive person that's unable to express themselves. They won't open up for fear of getting an open-handed, backhanded smack in the mouth. It's crazy how it carries over. You know, we talked about these damn millennials and their microwave. Who was that? You were Mike. They called them the damn microwave generation. They want everything instantaneously. You know, it all comes, not all, but most of it comes from our upbringing. It starts in childhood. And if we don't check ourselves as we start to become adults, and shit, some of us, we damn near senior citizens now. You know, I'm glad to be almost 50. And if you don't have it together by now, go to counseling. That's the other thing. If you can't keep it real with me, go talk to a counselor. Most of us have insurance. We will not. Oh, you need to write that down. We need to talk about psychological
impact.
Right, in the community,
yeah.
Because we will not seek help. It's taboo. It's taboo for us to seek help. And all of that goes back generations and generations. We got to get away from it.
But I said it about that was the show. I mean, you know, folks, for next, the Uncle Talk Show, we are long having a platform. Brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big problem, a big challenge in communities, mental health.
Yeah.
We were going to get to other people also to call in on the show for some professionals that can talk about mental health. I think, you know, not in lieu of my brother, our brother, Mike Rill, we're going to use this platform strong. It's going to be a strong platform for those listening to online, those listening to the various social networks. Big salute to Texas and Louisiana. We love all listening. And of course, check us out. That mental health is serious, and I think that's another component of being real with yourself. You got to understand where your weaknesses is. If you understand your weaknesses, then you can. Once you understand, I got a problem. You know, I got to eat some depression issues, or I got some things going on. And even if it doesn't feel right and just feels like everything in your world is just spinning, or you just can't get it together, like Diamond said, it's okay. It's okay to get some damn. If you can't get it.
Mr. Naz, you're breaking up again. We losing you again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm here. You got me?
Okay. Yeah.
You got me loud and clear? All right, I'm sorry.
Now I do.
Yeah, but, you know, if you got somebody close to you, talk, ask for help. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. Just ask for help.
It really is. You know, it's a lot of people, and I would say men, but I'm going to say men and women, nowadays, because there is this sort of
whole
reversal thing going on. A lot of men too, that just bottle things up. It's an ego thing, it's a pride thing. You know, I can't let someone know that I'm lacking in this area, or I don't want them to think less of me. Whatever the reason is, let that go. Like, one thing for certain for me, you already know. You piss me off, I'm going to get counseling. I'm going straight to Facebook. You know I'm a clown.
That's a whole nother social media venting.
I am. But at the same time, when I went through my personal situation and I plastered it all over social media, idea how many women reached out to me and thanked me, and men too. I'll tell you, the men came to me and was like, oh, my God, I'm getting my shit together. I don't ever want to hurt my woman because I don't want what just happened to ever happen to me. I swear to you, men were coming to me like that, like, yo, D. I'm like, then don't do it.
You know
don't
what?
Fuck up.
They're right. They're right. I told you, behind the scenes, I said, I never want to piss you off. I was like, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever heard, of a social media ass woman? What Diamond posted, fellas, I'm going to say this to y'all, and anybody listening, and I know we got a couple of listeners out there, you know, I'm going to give a shout out because somebody shared our post, and to the family over there. That's your other extended family. Big salute to Basement Life. I'm going to give a salute to Basement Life.
Yes.
We appreciate you guys.
I'm actually watching Basement Life right now. I'm watching as I'm
what's up, fellas?
I'm watching as I'm chatting. They in their party and they getting it. They getting it.
Yeah, you have a good time, fellas. You know, enjoy yourself. Life is short. Do your damn thing. And we love y'all for the support. And it's you know, at the end of the day, I'm learning life's too short. If you got positive networks, connect. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's the only way. If everybody's positive and everybody's not on some other shit.
Right.
Please, be the change you want to see in this world. And it starts with us, you know. So, but getting back to the social media ass whooping that Diamond gave out, you know, in her therapy sessions. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing was historic. I wish I could have screenshot and saved it.
Historic.
You know, it was historic. I've never in my life seen venom come from a woman. They treated it never. A woman scorned? Let me tell you something. A woman scorned, it was tremendous coming from Diamond.
It was
therapeutic for her. But she said,
a lot of people
can relate. It helped a lot of people.
Said that. I was like, this is therapeutic. Somebody was like, you shouldn't put this on social
media.
And I was no, this is therapeutic for me. And this is the way I'm going to get over it. This is my situation. And this is how I'm going to deal with it. And women were some people were posting publicly, others privately, and some a combination. And they were saying, thank you. You know, I commend you. I've been through that. Oh, my goodness. I feel your pain. You're so strong. And, you know, it was uplifting.
Let me see if we get this call online. Can we take this call?
Okay. Yep, let's take the call.
All right. We'll let him in the house. Hello, welcome to the Unconcealed Talk Show. Who do we have online today?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, welcome. You're online with us. Yes, who we have? Who's this?
Yeah, this is Simone calling from Louisiana.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the CEO, the operator, owner of the Rebirth Radio Media LLC company straight out of Louisiana, a very strong black woman. Welcome to the show. My God, Simone. What's
welcome
up, sister?
Simone.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you guys
today?
She's
one of the biggest supporters. Biggest supporters and one of the other co-hosts for one of the shows that Mike and Simone had umpteen years ago. Go ahead and do
that. Now, wait a minute.
It's
not been that long. Upteen.
What's up, sis? How you doing?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just kind of winding down here. Been a long day. But it just dawned on me a few seconds ago. I looked at the clock and said, oh, my God, you guys are an hour ahead. So that kind of throwed me a little bit. So I said, let me call in and just kind of reach out. You know, this show is very important because it's dedicated to our friend Mike Real. He's one of the realest individuals I've ever come across in my life. So I had to reach out.
Thank you so much. Definitely. Thank you. And thank you for the friend request, Simone. I appreciate it. I appreciate the networking and the welcoming. So thank you so much.
You're certainly welcome. Certainly welcome.
Simone, let me ask a question
for
some of our listeners.
Go ahead.
For some of our listeners, those who don't know who you are, can you just like let those who's listening know who you are, what you're doing, so they can understand that this networking is more than just one area. This is nationwide. Can you let some of our listeners know?
Yeah. I started my business back in 2013, which started out with Rebirth Magazine. It has been going strong. It's going into 7 years for that. And then last year, I became a local radio personality at a gospel radio station here in Baton Rouge up until we had the flood of 2016. And that ended once the radio station was flooded and it just didn't have a chance to come back. It was a really small station, but I enjoyed it. So it stayed with me and I kept saying, you know what, I want to do this again. So then I added Rebirth Radio earlier this year. And somehow Mike and I hadn't spoken in a long time, some years. He reached out to me via social media and he saw what I was trying to do. He said, well, maybe we can collaborate on something. Naz and I are working on some things, and once we get things together, then we want to kind of pull you in and see what you got going on. And that was around March of this year. So we've been kind of rolling. You know, I rebroadcast the show that I'm on now, Unconcealed. I've also connected you with some people that are here and some other shows in other places that I'm connected with. So it is, it has grown. I see the numbers. As a matter of fact, added to different platforms and things like that where people listen to podcasts. So it's going, it's a process, but I'm really, really involved in my community here. My God, just about every day of my life I'm involved in something, especially, it's election time and I'm going to all these different forums and things, but I enjoy what I do. I enjoy connecting people. That's a gift. And that's basically who I am. Like I tell people all the time, I'm just a regular person, just doing, living everyday life and doing the best that I can.
That's it. Once again, Simone, listen, we love. I love you so much for coming on the show and what you're doing. We're gonna keep this going, as Mike says. We gotta live our best life. We gotta be real with who we are. This show is dedicated to his memory, dedicated to us having a conversation and a dialogue. Being real, and not being afraid to be doing in life, but business, relationships, I don't know, you caught a little bit of it, Diamond is expounded on how being real, it takes a lot, I guess, you as a woman, you ladies, women, it takes a lot to kind of, I guess, be open about that. But I, like you said, it's like kind of therapeutic. Once you let it go, that's the fullness that you guys, And once you let it go, I found out when a woman lets it go and when you hear her vent and it comes out, when she lets you let it go, she's letting you go.
And that's kind of like you said, you have to be real. If you hold all that stuff in, it doesn't help, and it's not going to change anything. Sometimes when you let it out and let it go and let people know where you stand and where you are, things tend to get a little better. It may get a little worse. Either way is out. So it's all out in the open. No, you know, that's a song. I don't know who did it, but I remember it's all out in the open. But, you know, you have to get it out there. And, you know, something funny, my godchild posted on social media a couple of days ago. It was about me. And this is what she said about, if you want to date me and you're getting your feelings easily, then you don't need to meet my godmother because she absolutely has no filter. Mm-hmm. And I keep it real. I'm gonna tell you exactly how I feel. I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I'm not gonna, you know, this and that. It's just not a good thing for me. And you know, my younger life, I did that a lot. You know, I held stuff in, held it back, didn't say anything. And I learned as I got older, when you come out and you say how you feel, then you end up in a whole better situation. If not whatever is going on has changed, but you feel better. You know, you're not holding on. You know, that's weight. You weight yourself down with all that.
You do. It's stressful. A lot of times, it's just a simple conversation. It's just a simple matter of letting someone know how you feel. Everything isn't intentional. You know, if someone does something that you find rude, they might not even know that what they're doing is offensive. But when you tell them, they realize it, and it's done. It's over. It's nipped in the bud right there. But if they don't know that it offends you, they're going to keep doing it. So it makes more sense just to put it out there. And we were saying earlier, it doesn't have to be in a condescending tone. It doesn't have to be in a negative manner. You can articulate it politely, as pleasantly or unpleasantly, depending on the situation, as you need to, and move on. Either they're going to accept it, fix it, or they're not, and you know how to deal with that person accordingly.
Exactly.
And the Out in the Open was by Johnny Taylor. I had to look that up. Y'all know I keep a laptop on.
It was Johnny Taylor.
I didn't know who it was, but I knew it.
That was Johnny Taylor.
Well, I'm not going to intervene on you guys anymore for your show. I just wanted to...
No, it's great. Listen, just before you get on out of here, let the people know where you can listen to the rebroadcast of the show. Let them know about the other shows that are all part of the network, that's what's going on. Because I want everybody to know, well, we have to take this to a whole nother level, trust me. You know, because I'm motivated.
Right now,
you know, I hear my brother in my ear.
We're busy. We're critiquing. We're building the Rebirth Radio.com website that should be up before the end of the month. But if you want to listen to the shows, they can go to our Facebook page, which is Rebirth Radio Inc. Via Facebook. Once you do that, you'll see the shows will be posted on there. We have several shows now. We have, of course, the rebroadcast Unconcealed on Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then we have Pretty Grinder show that we rebroadcast on Tuesdays. But we have Dear Black People that's on Sundays. Sundays at 5:30. That is very interesting platform. But we can be heard on any platform. iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, CastBox, even Spreaker.com. You can go to Spreaker.com and listen to any of the shows. So we are consistently being picked up by other platforms. So that's where we can be heard. And we're actually going. I'm meeting with someone tomorrow that will be starting a show in November. That's going to be on Saturday morning. So I'm meeting with them, and you know, the internet radio station. We're going to have a home that I'm going to announce next week. A local coffee shop is going to allow us to come and broadcast live from that coffee shop, local coffee shop. So I'll be announcing that by Monday or Tuesday of next week. So we're growing, and people are contacting me because, you know, this is a means of, like you say, networking. It's a means of getting your product or your service or whatever it is that you may be doing out there. And it doesn't always have to be the conventional. You know, a lot of people are going via internet. So that's what Rebirth Radio is about. And we're your local internet radio station.
There we go.
Awesome.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say thank you so much, Simone, for being on. You're welcome to listen to the show, so I'm going to put you on mute. But again, I want to say I appreciate you. We were definitely going to be talking outside of here. You know how we get down. We're going
to
be talking some more. So,
good
again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the lovely Miss Simone from Rebirth Radio, Rebirth Media. Check her out. Her link is on our webpage. We're going to keep this going on. You know, they hold down Louisiana and, you know, this national. This podcast stuff that we're doing, the internet stuff that we're doing, this is more than just your local your local network. You know, it's national and worldwide. So, again, thank you so much, Simone. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll definitely be in touch to see how I can, you know, help in any fashion. I know we connected briefly, on Facebook, but we haven't had the opportunity before tonight to actually engage in any type of conversation. So I will definitely be reaching out to you, and thank you again.
Yes. So, again, oh, my God. See, I mean, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have good people like, you know, strong, very strong black woman. Very strong black woman. Very strong. So,
yeah, you know, positive people. Go ahead, Ms.
No, I'm just saying, I love hearing strong black women talk. I get a little emotional.
Is Simone still here, or did she drop off?
Yeah, but...
But, you know, you're a very positive person yourself, a positive man, positive in a community, and you've been at this for a very long time. So you're always talking about what other people are doing and the blessings that other people are. You know, tell the listeners, because we're getting a whole lot of new people about yourself, because you've been doing this a long time, and how come, you know, a lot of people try things and they quit, right? And you know it, you've seen it. Oh, they doing a show, I'm gonna come out, I'm gonna do a show, and then, you know, they pop on and they don't get 5,000 listeners in the first 2 weeks, and then they mad, so the show never comes back again. You know, you've seen it. Everybody can do something better.
It's funny to watch. That diamond can put me on the spot.
But no, tell people, because you've been doing this a long time now. Why did you start? And, you know, what was your drive?
When I decided to keep positive, you know, it started. Good God, how far?
I'm going to stop you because people need to hear what you're saying very clearly, and you're breaking up again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yep.
Are we good now?
Can we get this turned down a little bit?
Okay, I got you. Let's turn this down a little bit. How's that? A little better?
Okay. Yeah, much.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, actually, the bug kind of kicked in. Years ago, I actually was DJing on a radio station in New York, 98.7 KISS. My original name is DJ, don't laugh, DJ Nasty. A lot of people know who I am. It's the street. So I changed my name because a grown-ass man can't be called that no more.
I'm calling you Nasty from now on. Yo, DJ Nasty.
DJ Nasty. So I was DJ Nasty for a while. I was doing Kiss the FM with Shayla. Mm-hmm. That was my girl. Salute to Shayla from Kiss the FM. You know, that's my girl. I'm a young lady. So that's how far back we go. So I started doing some local stuff. And then I was getting intrigued with the DJs that was actually talking, and she was kind of talking, telling me about the game, you know, about timing, about when, you know, knowing songs, not just DJing aspect of it, but knowing how songs start up, the intros, when the breaks come, when you voice control, watching the crowd, reading people.
Right.
I started to get intrigued with that. So I said, you know what, let me try it. So I, again, also, there was a young lady who had an internet radio station, Christy. Salute to Christy. Mm-hmm. You know who she is. She's out of Jersey. She had a local internet radio show. So I got on there. Again, that bug started kicking in. I said, you know what? Let me try this. I wasn't big on talking. I wasn't big on a lot of that stuff. Now, however, I was big on working in our community. That meant a lot to me. My family and the community helping a lot of young people throughout the Jersey, New York, and even the Philadelphia area. I was big with that. So I've done that for years. Got a leader, mentor for many years, helped a lot of young men and ladies. So I started doing a podcast. I said, let me do this, you know. So my first major podcast that I did, I said, let me try from a producing standpoint. Salute Miss Toni Shannon.
Miss Toni Shannon was
the person. Got her on. You know, at that time, Wendy Williams was very hot in New York, and she wanted to be another Wendy Williams. So So he tried, you know, entertaining, but to a certain point. I have, and then I didn't realize I picked up listenership in Atlanta, Florida, California, and a friend of mine called me out of Chicago, haven't heard him for years. I've been following your show. He says, yo, you need to have a little more substance on the show. I said, really? Now, I walked into another place to go do a gig. This older gentleman said, listen, I know who you are. I've been listening to your show. Mind you, I didn't even know who he was. But he said something that changed my life. He said, you have a platform, young man. You have a responsibility. What is your platform is going to say about who you are? That changed my entire perspective on this whole thing. So I decided to have talk shows that had strong platforms, meaningful platforms. Okay. So if you re-listen to it, listen to whatever it is, it's that substance. The man of talk show got picked up by the Essex County Democratic Committee. That's one of the top podcast shows. Got picked up. Salute to the Lacey Davis. Been on our show. Baruch Caffelli, salute to him for following our show. A lot of top people's following us. And I was also told, you never know who's watching you or listening to you. And through that, what happened was things just started opening up. I didn't feel the need to kind of be in a competition with nobody else. I knew I had a platform. And I knew the people that I brought on was a platform. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this young lady right here, on this show right here, Diamond D, is one of the best in the game.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I say that because, see, when she talks and she comes from the heart. And talk about being real tonight and being real, she gives you that. You hear it. It's sincerity. She does her research. She's a strong black woman. So, I believe God don't make mistakes. So, you know, when me and Mike hook back up and stuff like that, you know, me and him both said, this show's missing something. This show is missing something. He said, we know. We need a woman. We need two women. And so we put a posting out there, but, you know, we got some some questionable responses. So we like, you can't even hook. You're about man bashing and you're about, you know, men and this, man. Oh, we need you to have substance. Mm-hmm. If you're going to say something, have something to back it up. Back up your conversation. You know, have a dialogue. You know, and I knew who it was. I said, you know, but this woman's too busy. Josh said, she's too busy. She don't got time for me. But Mike said,
that's a mess. Bring
her on. I said,
that's a mess that you even thought that because.
Ladies and gentlemen, Diamond is phenomenal with this. She's phenomenal, and I was a fan of hers, and I told her that. I told her I was in a long-time fan listening to her, the Diamond
and
show.
I appreciate that so much because it goes both ways. I remember I would sit here. I want to say it was Tuesdays because I was on Wednesdays. I'm not even sure.
Yes, that's right. That's right. It was Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. You was on Wednesdays.
Yeah. And I would listen when you first started back with, you know, Tomi. And that's actually how I found the show from her promotions. And, you know, I liked the concept of what you were doing. And then I would listen here and there. And then, I don't know. Well, I know why I didn't see a lot of stuff. And I'm going to get on you about that later, too.
Talk to me.
Public.
I am working on that. Ladies and gentlemen, I am working on that damn Facebook thing. You got to, when you post something, you got to change it from private to public. I'm working on
it. Once you change it enough times to public, it's going to automatically be public.
I'm working on it. I'm sorry.
He gets every week he gets a text from me. Public, please.
Yes, but you know what? She's right. She's right. She's 100% right. But
you
know, she's my partner in this, and
I
gotta listen to her. I gotta listen to her. You know, it's just that you know we have an audience, and people tell people they enjoy it. You know, and I'm honored. I'm actually humbled and honored when people can tell me I enjoyed your show.
Enjoyable show. I'm so happy to be here.
And the dialogue, you know, and it's something else that a lot of women told me this, and me and Mike actually talked about this. Women are very turned on by men with strong values and concept and dialogue. And then, I was like, Billy.
It's hard to come by.
Well, let me,
let me talk on. You better talk, but don't talk too much because I don't want Mikey to be badass. So,
nah, yeah, nah.
Because, you know, these women out here, but men, even in today's society, we don't necessarily meet people face to face anymore, right? Like it or not, online dating is how most people meet. People are sometimes still considering it taboo, and they won't admit that they're online, but it is what it is. Online dating is the way the majority of people meet in today's society. However, everybody should not be online dating because they cannot articulate themselves in written language. Now, that's pretty bad that they can't write. It's pretty bad. But the sad part is most people write the same way they speak. So if you can't write a note to me that I can make out what you're saying, like I was on a dating website before. No, again, full disclosure, if you don't know Diamond D, Diamond, part of the reason why I have this name is because I'm very transparent. And over the older I get, the more transparent I come. I was thinking this morning, like, I'm not going to do anything that I have to be embarrassed by. So I try to act accordingly at all times. And anything that someone does to me that I cannot prevent, I'm not being embarrassed by that either. Because that's what they did to me. So I'm not embarrassed by anything. So with that being said, I was on social dating sites in the past, and some I would have to decode some of the messages. Like my girlfriends and I, we would have, let's have a decode Friday. And on Friday, we would get together with some sangria. I'm like, what the hell was he trying to say? Like, let's decode these messages. And these are grown men that have graduated school, and some of them even have degrees. And they can't articulate themselves. So to hear a man or men, with the ability to engage in a dialogue with substance, oh, yeah, women are looking for that. Women are looking
for
that.
See, that's it, fellas. We're back to the topic. Being real for you, who you are, men and ladies, being real for that other person. So please understand.
Right.
Be real. And if you don't know something, it's okay. See, I hate, you know, I'm going to say this. I hate when people try to have a dialogue. You try to, level. Be on a, be who you are. You may not know certain, maybe strong, but that's fine. Someone else, don't try to, you know, sound, I guess we would say, smart, but that's not smart. Just be who you are.
No, you sound
and appreciate stupid. That. No matter what. Just be who you are. You got to impress no damn body. And I'm going to tell you something. Women, men appreciate about somebody. Now, we're getting close to that time to shut down. So, baby. Now, I want to announce.
The music that's breaking you up.
I got to fix. I'm sorry, sweetie. I got to fix. I'm on a different line now.
Okay.
So, hello? Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it. Again, we apologize for technical difficulties, but I just got to alert our engineers are actively working to resolve the issue.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
it's better. Yeah. I'm reading through our service. The service says we're currently experiencing issues with the host line and guest line functions. Our engineers are actively working to resolve the issue. Y'all better fix this because I pay y'all money. Trust me, that will be happening again, ladies and gentlemen. When you're paying for a service, you expect service to be done correctly. I paid for this.
Correct.
So, with that being said, now, I want to announce this, ladies and gentlemen. As everyone knows, we're not going to replace Mike Real. We're not. That will not happen. That was established.
He is irreplaceable. He is not replaceable.
Yeah, he will not be replaced. However, I have the honor, and I'm so grateful to the honor that I'm interested in. She's our co-host, the co-producer of the show. Her input will be even more valuable now than ever. You know, Diamond, this is your house, is just as much. I know, you know, you kind of, you know, came in as the, you know, newcomer, but Diamond, I can't do this without you. And then take a lesson here. So tell a woman you need her. It's okay to tell that person you need them. It's okay. Because a closed mouth will not get fed.
Correct. You're right.
So I say that.
And
that's know, she's my co-producer. She's my partner on this show, what we're doing here. And you're going to get some of that diamond flavor on it, too. So, you know, the show can't be the show with some of that diamond deep flavor, because that's what I appreciate who she is, because I appreciate the strong woman she is, and I appreciate her, you know, being with me during this time. And I also appreciate saying, you know what, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate what we're doing here, and we're going to support her. You know, she got the thing going on with the Mellow Mondays, with the Basement Life. We're going to support that. You know, you guys going to see something. It's something remarkable about to go down, because we got the Louisiana and Texas on deck. It's about to go down, trust me.
I'm humbled and I'm grateful. I did want to, and since you brought it up, invite you to come and sit in with me one Monday on Mellow Mondays. Woo-hoo! I know that we don't live close to each other, but you know where the studio is. So, you know, let's talk. We got a lot of work to do. Basement Life is on board. I think that, you know, we both have amazing platforms where we can support one another. And it's all about networking and positivity and, you know, helping each other grow. We're at the point now where in our real lives, I call it real life, right? In that other world, I'm looking to, what am I going to do after retirement? Because I'm, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm trying to be there sooner than later. I'm not trying to work all the way until Uncle Sam wants me to. I'm trying to find an exit strategy.
You're not there.
Okay. Trust me when I tell you. I tell the people at my job I got a 5 to 8 bid. They're like, what? I'm like, I'm 8 years max. 5 years of good behavior. I'm out of here. So that's my plan. But you know, communicating with people is my passion. Giving fun, relative advice and conversation is what I love to do, in addition to the music thing and making people dance, even though I'm not a DJ. I'm a DJ at heart. I have to say thank you to you. And God does not make any mistakes. I was sneaking out of work in the middle of the summer. No. I had no business being in that store. None. And I had an attitude. Like, why is this guy over here? Damn, he in my way. Move. And you turned around and it was you. And it was a pleasure. And God makes no mistakes. He already knew that you and I would be partnering on this. And even though we didn't know how big of fans we were of one another, he knew. So I feel like this was predestined. It's destiny.
You're gonna make me drop some tears now. Oh my God.
Be a G. Come on now, Mike. Mike ain't about that tear stuff, you know.
I know. Mike's like, yo, stop that punk shit. Nah.
Right. That's exactly what you say. Stop that punk shit, yo. And you know, having the opportunity to be here on the show with Mike, so that I can understand the essence of what the two of you already had. So I'm coming in, and I had the opportunity to work with Mike, so I know what it's about. I know what your vision is and what your vibe was, and my goal is to keep it going. You know, and to work with you, co-produce with you, come up with these topics, you know, talk offline. Yes. I apologize. I was supposed to call yesterday. I didn't get a chance to. But
it's all good. No, it's all good.
You know, we're getting mushy. They probably getting annoyed with us.
I know, ladies and gentlemen. I know. We're not getting mushy. We good. We'll talk after.
It's real and it's unconcealed. And the show must and it will go on. And I commit to you to be a positive partner, a productive partner, effective partner, and to respect Mike's legacy, most importantly.
You know what? You know what? You can't get rid of me, so you stuck with me. You understand that, right?
Yes, so we just stuck. That's just what it is. So, you know, we'll come up with our plan and how we're going to do it. And I commend you, because I don't know if I would have been able to go on. So I commend you, and I got your back. You know, when you're ready to punch walls and go over there and beat up the operators when it sounds not, or the technical difficulties, I'm like, relax.
As people in this world. Yeah, no, we will still have fun.
Yeah. I lost you, Mike. Nas.
Other avenues. We're being carried on. Oh, yeah, and YouTube, by the way, I have to tell you that. We're being carried on YouTube as well.
Right.
You know, so these things are great. I mean, just real quick, you want to let people know what you have coming this upcoming week so they can tune in. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this is all family and big work. You know, will you let the listeners know what you got coming on? What's going on with you?
So Mellow Mondays was this week. So I'll be back on Mellow Mondays the week after next. You know, if you're listening to us and you want to check out the DJs, check out my partners, Basement Life. If you would please be so kind as to go in, like, the Diamond D Show page. That's where everything is. All the parties, all the events, current events, you know, funny stuff. I like to laugh. Life is about laughing and having fun for me. So through all of the chaos, you know, I like to laugh. So if you would just send me a friend request, or more importantly, like the Diamond D Show page and keep up with everything that I'm doing. That's it. But I do want to say one thing before we go. It's not about me, you, or the show. I want to say thank God we got justice. That officer in Texas was found guilty of murder. We never get justice without trial after trial, or the cop got death duty or losses. She was found guilty of murder, and I'm excited about that. You know, God rest that man's soul. You know, I'm talking about the cop who went into the quote-unquote wrong apartment and shot that black man. We'd never get justice in the first round, and in this case we did, and I'm excited about that.
I'm happy. Again, and gentlemen, those tuning in, this is the Unconcealed Talk Show.
This is the Unconcealed Talk Show with hosts Mr. Ness, Michael Ian, and Diamond.
And I ask you to bless everybody.
Bless everybody.
Bless everybody.
Bless everybody.
Bless everybody.
We ain't gonna have nothing but the realness. You know how I get down.
You know, you don't force me to do anything. You know what I'm saying? If I'm doing it, I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing it out of the strength of our friendship. I'm doing it out of love. I know it's hard, B. I'm feeling real.
Oh, good. Wait a minute.
I'm keeping real with you. It don't take 6 hours to get a haircut. Sometimes we just be in that bullshit. But that's how it is.
It was some
you had the chicken?
I did.
Hold up.
I got the goddamn chicken. You ate the chicken?
I
just got here.
Fire.
You just got
that
chicken.
Showed it. And yeah, I was basically saying a lot of disclaimers. And every time I said it, was like, and here comes another disclaimer. Because, you know, like, I'll start the convo. I'll say something like, yo, real talk, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, for some reason, they didn't like when I said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why? This is how we talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I am who I am in my corporate life, but this is who I am when I'm just chilling.